Just another quick thing about dukkha. We don't need to be ashamed of dukkha. I think there's a sense that there's something wrong with feeling dukkha. I think this is why one reason why it's so easy to spin off into blame and all these other things, or self-blame. No, there's the dukkha of self-blame. There's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with my practice. There's something wrong with the practice that's been given me. There's something wrong with me. I'm put together wrong or something. Now, this is what can happen if there's a sense of dukkha arising internally. We don't need to feel ashamed of it, and we don't have to put on a brave face. It's part of being human. Kathleen Rain says, "To make the imperfect perfect, it is enough to love it." So this leads me on to the title of my talk, Loving What Is. And it brings me to my name. Yes, devotee of the Vajra is one that can be translated. A loose translation, I think, is loving what is. The Vajra is what is. It's just reality in its simple starkness. So Vajra Priya is simply loving what is. It's actually the title of a book by someone called Byron Katie, which I've not read, to be honest. So I want to tell you the story of how I got my name. It was given to me by Kulananda. And he explained to me, Vajra Priya, devotee of the Vajra. And he gave a little kind of addendum, little kind of appendix, in a very kindly way, which was quite a teaching that's been with me ever since. He said, to know, you must love. To know, you must love. To know your friends, you must love your friends. To know reality, you must love reality. This has been an ongoing koan. I've been struggling with this. I don't want it to be true. Surely I can know just by knowing. Meditate like mad. I don't have to do all this messy loving stuff. But the thing is, while there's not love, there's always going to be imbalance in the mind. There's always going to be bits of the mirror missing. It's the only thing that can approach what is fully. Without love, we're always going to be relating to others in terms of our view of the world or what we can get from them. What we really need is a willingness to really imaginatively occupy someone else's world, and that takes love. That is love, really. We can't explore the territory of humanity like a scientist, because other people aren't objects. They are whole worlds unto themselves. Iris Murdoch says, love is the difficult realization that something other than oneself is real. So yes, this is the territory of compassion and maybe equanimity. Someone once said to me, metta is what arises when you realize that being human isn't easy. I love this. Metta is what arises when you realize that being human isn't easy. That really is imbued with the flavor of karuna, of compassion.